have come with some distractions, and I believe the Lord has released those distractions if you allow it. Just release it. Hear from him this morning. This year, our focus is battle ready. Now, when I first, Pastor Carolyn and myself were talking about it, my first thoughts were Ron, because of him being in the military, and talking a little bit about it. But also my friend Matt, who joined the military, and hearing the first 6 weeks, they shared their story about the first 6 weeks. And it sounds like, they'd be battle ready. After 6 weeks, the first week, I decided to kind of see what the Marines do. And I definitely don't want to be a Marine. You lose everything. They take you down to nothing, and then they design you the way that they need to design you. Our Heavenly Father says, come to me, and he'll do the same thing, but you know what? We don't have to be yelled and screamed at, which is good. But to be battle ready, I was thinking too, what does it take to be battle ready, and what are we talking about? And there's so many different aspects to being battle ready. One of the things is prayer. So one of the things that we're looking at, we did this month, we spent a week in fasting and praying. That's becoming strategic and becoming battle ready. And in this January, we're seeing to prepare ourselves for some strategy and prayer points is know the truth. Find a scripture verse that will be yours this coming year. So spending time, now we're getting battle ready because we're going to spend time with the Lord. God, what's the verse for you would have for me? And then I really like this point. Share what you have found with someone. How many times have we found something, God spoke to us, and then we go, I'm not sure, I'm not going to, maybe it's wrong. Let's share it with someone. Because I think when we share things, we proclaim things. And then pray that each of us would be empowered with inner strength through God's Spirit, Ephesians 3:6. Because this year is going to be a year of battle. We're going to contend for New Life Foursquare. We're going to contend for a spiritual battle. We're going to contend for our loved ones, ones that are, saved, maybe, or not saved, ones that need to be saved. We're going to contend for that this year. We're going to be battle ready. So sometimes what does it mean to be battle ready? It means putting your shoes on first, or your socks, then your shoes, your pants, your shirt, then your armor. Amen. Well, for us, it's a physical thing, because I think we need to be physically ready for battle, because it is, we're wearisome. We can get tired, we can get worn out. I know when one gets tired, what happens? You tend to kind of, not today, or it's not important, or we find an excuse why we may or may not do what we're supposed to be doing because we're tired, we're exhausted. So we need to physically be ready for battle. We also need to be spiritually ready for battle, because that's how the enemy is going to get in. One, he's going to try to wear you out, so you slow down. And one of the things I was thinking about when I was a young person is I'd read the Bible and I'd get nothing out of it. Well, so I thought. I'd read it, I'd go away, it's like, what did I read? I firmly believe just reading the Bible inputted something into my life that I'm using today. But then the devil would work overtime to say, oh, see, it's no, what's, why do you bother even reading it? Right? Why bother? Well, you prayed and nothing happened, so why bother? Sometimes we get ourselves tired and worrisome, we worry about things that we need not to worry about. So we're talking about becoming battle ready. Well, how do we get battle ready? I look at what we've done so far this year. I mean, we're only 4 weeks in. We spent time in prayer. We spent time last week. There was some with worship. There were some awesome times. Pastor Carolyn has shared, and we get together in church. We get together as family. We're going to get together and have a fire out back. These are things I think that help us get battle ready. Because we're in this together, we're not alone. And so would you join with Pastor Carolyn and myself and become battle ready. I know we've challenged ourselves this year to really get into praying, where we've seeked after different things like the church renewal program that we're doing, which you'll hear about more a little bit later in the year. But we're just seeking after what are things that we can do to become stronger and better for our personal lives, for the church life, for our friends' lives. I've never really thought of this way a lot before. I always thought it's just about me, not in a bad way, in a prideful way, but that my relationship's only about me. But it's about all of us as a family. And we have to keep going back to we are a family. Maybe not by name or culture, because we all come from different places in the world. But we have Christ in common. He's our Heavenly Father. And with that makes us family. So, Ephesians 6:12 says, "For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spirit and against spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places." So one of the things we need to do is we need to not only get ourselves physically ready. So that means, I think sometimes it's just, you know, maybe working on walking a little bit more just to get our energy levels up. Doing things that physically can get us a little away from being tired. So if you're not a night owl, maybe going to bed a little earlier so you get your rest. And vice versa, you know. So getting rest, getting nutrition in you and stuff. But realizing that our fight is not against against flesh and blood, but it's against spiritual aspects. So when we are tired and worrisome, we give in to fleshly desires, I believe. So if we're strengthening ourselves and encouraging ourselves, what's the best way to really fight the spiritual battle that we're in? Which is diving into the Word. It's getting into God's face, saying, "Lord, what would you have for me?" Reading the Word, studying the Word, praying. I think also, too, challenging ourselves to break out of any mold that we might have put ourselves in, like, "I'm not a good prayer, so I don't pray." Or, "I'm not a good worshiper, so I don't worship. I don't go to church because I'm too tired." And be with people that can encourage you and uplift you. I think it's important that we go, you know what, it is a spiritual thing, so I need to make sure that what I'm doing is God-centered, God-related, and so I need to put on this armor and realize it's not just physicalness, but it's also our spiritual aspect that I want to dive into. In Ephesians 6:13, it says, "Therefore take up the whole armor of God," which over the next few weeks we're going to start looking at and just breaking it apart a little at a time. "That you may be able to withstand the evil day, and having done all this, and stand firm." I want, and my prayer for this church is that when you leave the doors, that you can walk out and stand firm against the evil one. To be bold. I think it's the hardest, sometimes it's easy to share with people you don't know than it is with people you do know. Because unfortunately, they kind of know a little bit more about you. Which sometimes could be good, maybe sometimes could be bad. But that's the challenge for us, to say, you know what? We want them to see Christ in me, so what do I need to do to change? And I think we all have a little bit of something inside that can change to be more like Christ. So I want to encourage you, just if you don't now, is starting tomorrow, make a commitment to say, "I'm going to dive into the Word, even if it's a scripture," and then just study that scripture, study that passage. How did they get to the passage? Who wrote the passage? Just start to dive into the Word for yourself and learn more about God. And I know I've got to know a lot of you over the last year and a half, so I kind of have an understanding where most of you are at. I don't know everybody really, really well. But I think we all need to challenge ourselves to get a little deeper, to go a little deeper into God's Word. And then in John 18:36, Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would have been fighting, that I might not be delivered over the Jews. but my kingdom is not from this world. And I think there's a few spelling errors, so please forgive me on that. I didn't cut and paste. Thanks. I just realized there's a few spelling errors in there. And yes, they're underlined in red, so I should have fixed that, but anyways. But even Jesus was really clear here that his kingdom, that there is another domain, let's call that. There is a spiritual aspect to everything we do, to everything that comes against us, to everything that strikes us, and that we're not prone to be attacked. The more we dive into Christ, the more attacks happen. And I see that happening over this last 3 or 4 weeks that we've really, as pastors, as a church, have really dove into the Word, dove into prayer, asking God to reveal things. And I think he's been doing that. He's been doing it in my life, maybe in ways I don't like. They're kind of frustrating, to be really honest. But he's showing me things that I need to change and how I need to change. And I believe he's doing that with other people in this congregation through conversations with people. But you know, we're winning the battle. The battle's been won. Let's not let the enemy take foothold in any of our lives. So I was reading through a little bit, and there are so many different passages in the Bible that if you break them down, you can see how God orchestrated so many things to prepare people in the Bible for battle. It doesn't necessarily mean war versus that, but battle. And I was thinking about David in 1 Samuel 17, 34 through 35, and he said that he killed a lion and a bear with his bare hands as he protected the flock. And I was thinking through this going, there's many things you can pull out of this, but what I really pulled out of this was God prepared him before he got to Goliath. I was thinking about it going, if I've never fought before, I never had any, like nothing, not even fought with my brothers. You know, just I grew up life just being hugged and snuggled. And then I go into a battle. I would not be ready. And I really felt that this story shows us that David was ready for battle. He feared God. He loved God. God was on his side and God empowered him. Absolutely. There's no doubt in my mind of that. But he prepared him. He prepared him. And that's the thing that I believe we need to do, is we need to prepare ourselves just like David. We have the Word of God. Why aren't we using it? Let's stand firm and let's be that one in our community, in our workplace, where we go and who we talk to be the light, to be the strength, to be the one that's ready for battle. This morning we were singing songs, we were giving God praise, all different giving of ourselves to him. This morning I wanted us to just, this week, get ourselves battle ready. Get ready. We're going to talk about the armor of God coming in the next few weeks. Because I think that this year needs to be a year that we're ready. We have our sword, we have our belt, we have our shield ready and up. Because as this church moves forward, and as we do things within our community, don't kid yourself, we're going to be attacked. Satan's not going to be happy with us moving forward. And so I want us prepared. My goal is that we prepare ourselves for spiritual battle by getting ready to battle. Jesus is the light of the world. I know most of you know that. Sometimes I wonder, I think about this going, is he the light of my world? He can be the light of Sarah's world. That's easy. I can, no problem. But he is the light of your world. Are we willing to give it all to him? Our fleshy desires, I don't think so. And so we need to constantly be getting ourselves battle ready. We need to constantly be getting into prayer. We need to constantly be looking into what we need to do. And so again, going back to the second slide that we started with in January, it was preparing for to know the truth. Do you know the truth? Have you ever found a scripture for yourself before? God, speak to me a scripture that speaks to my life. Some have, because I see heads going, yeah. Some haven't. And this I want to encourage you to do, because this way we can start preparing ourselves, preparing our family. Because I believe we're going to see great things this year, this week, even today. And then I love the fact that there's a challenge out there as well. Not only challenge to say, God, speak to me, because we've been talking about that all last year, and we're going to continue talking about that. Lord, I want to hear from you. I want to have quiet times. I want to hear from you. But it's also to share what you found with someone. That's a challenge. Are you ready for that challenge? My question to you is, what is your war cry? What is your war cry? I believe this year could be that scripture that God puts in your heart. That could be your war cry. Would you take the challenge, church, individually, and create and allow God to speak to you a war cry? And let's get ready for battle. Let's not shy away from the battle. So this morning, it's not a long sermon this morning, because I wanted to just spend a little bit of time in worship, a little bit of time speaking in our heavenly language, a little bit of time just listening to the Lord today. So you may not have that scripture yet, but would you be willing to open up your Bible, open up your phone to your Bible app, if you got it, and just say, Lord, is there a scripture this morning that you want me to have for the rest of this month, the rest of this year, as my battle cry? So we're just going to spend some time, and I just want to allow the Lord to speak to you. So I'm going to be quiet and just allow God to speak to you. And Jesus answered Thomas, John 14, he said this, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really know me, you'll know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. And I would speak that over to you this morning, over all of you this morning. If you have seeked the Lord, you will know him. It doesn't say you might. From now on, you will know him and have seen him. I'm just going to ask the worship team to come up. Just before we do, just before we do have the worship team sing this song, is there anyone here got a word from the Lord that wants to share it here this morning? If it's that scripture, or if it's just something that's on your heart, very briefly, two or three sentences or a scripture, if that's you this morning, if you would like to share, this is an opportunity. I'm putting out the gauntlet, the challenge. So if that's you, Ken?
Good morning. I've been contemplating a little bit about a book I've read, and it's by Peter Younger, and called Faith That Works. And you know, many times you're probably like me. We think, well, how can I get more faith? How can I increase my faith? But he says, it's not our striving. You'll never get there, because Jesus has completed that in us. Jesus has completed each one of us with the faith that we need to have. It's the faith of Christ. It's not my faith. My faith, well, it's just enough that Jesus can work in me, but it's the faith of Christ that does the work in us. And we all have it. We're all complete in Christ. I mean, that's something I can't even fathom, but I know that it's true in me, that I have the faith of Christ living in me. I can't even comprehend it. It's so great. But we all have it, and we don't have to strive for our faith, because Christ has completed that in us. That's just my message today.
No, that's good. That's good. Is there anybody else we'd like to share? Sure. Yeah, we'll do Marilyn and then John.
Scripture that was given to me when I got saved was that He is the restorer, and that He would restore that which the locust has eaten. And over the years, I have seen some things restored. Others I'm still waiting for. But I'm here to proclaim, I want my stuff back. And I want it back this year.
Amen.
And I said, Lord, I want my stuff back. And He whispered to me, we want our stuff back. Because it's me and He, and He and me. And I want my stuff back.
Yeah. Amen.
He has risen.
He has risen indeed.
He has risen. That's the word. Because He's alive.
Yeah.
And because Jesus is alive, we can't defeat. We can't be defeated, because what living within us is stronger than anything that come against us. That's because He has risen. Because He has not been, the enemy has been defeated. He's under our feet, and there is victory. There's victory for us. And if troubles come our way, all we have to say, He has risen. He's alive today. And I'd be fine.
Amen. Amen. So we're beautiful words, because we are becoming battle ready. Let's encourage one another. He is risen. We have faith in us for sure. And yes, we're going to take our stuff back. In Jesus' name, our stuff. Yes. Thank you, our Heavenly Father. Would you stand with me and proclaim that there's power in the name of Jesus? There is power. There is power.